Land Board Meeting 9/27/2019.
Morning, everyone. It is September 27, 2019. It's 9:18 a.m. This is the meeting of the Board of Land and Natural Resources. Thank you for being here. We are withdrawing item E1, so that will not be on the agenda in case you're here for E1. First up, Sam, would you like to read our standard participation statement?
I'll be happy to, Chair. So, in some of the matters before the Board, a person may wish to request a contested case hearing. If such a request is made before the Board's decision, then the Board will consider the request first before considering the merits of the item before it. A person who wants a contested case may also wait until the Board decides the issue, then request the contested case after the decision. It's up to you. Any request must be made orally by the end of the meeting and followed up in writing within 10 days. If the request for contested case is made, the Board will make a If no request for contested case is made, the Board will make a decision and the Department will treat the decision as final and proceed accordingly.
Okay, thank you. First, we're going to consider the minutes of the August 23, 2019 meeting. Chris Ewan sent in some edits. Board members, any other comments or edits on August 23? If not, is there any public testimony on the August 23 minutes? If not, is there a motion to approve the August 23 minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Next up is the September 13 meeting minutes. Any comments, board members? Any public testimony? Okay, if not, is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, first up on the move up agenda is going to be D2.
Good morning, board members. Russell, searching for Land Division. D2 is an unencumbered parcel out in Waimea, in which the County of Kauai and State Parks want to enter a joint use type of an agreement. So what we have formally before you is a set-aside to the County of Kauai for community gatherings, base yard operations, storage, and public parking, and also a request to authorize the chair to negotiate a MOA for State Parks with the county. And State Parks intends to use that for proposed base yard storage and public parking. We have numerous people from Kauai here testify on this matter. It's kind of related to the flooding and the governor's proclamation that currently expires early next month, so we have to try to get this on today. Kurt is here to explain this part of here.
Okay, any questions, board members?
The only question I get is, I know over there is a flood zone.
The property.
So long as you don't they meet the flood requirements, that's why it's for.
I don't know what, if they're planning to actually build structures.
Yeah, I know it's only like parking and stuff. Yeah. But if they do, you know, like maybe under the emergency, they'll bring in one portable. It's like a construction shed or something. You know. A lot of times, a lot of those portable sheds become permanent.
We're also asking in this one, immediate management rather than entry to the company.
Okay.
So we can expand the
fund. I don't know, it's a good thing to have there.
Okay, thank you. Okay, why don't we ask the county to come up and offer anything else?
Mahalo Chairkeys, for you and your staff's cooperation, collaboration, and partnership in getting us here today. Mayor Kawakami sends his regrets that he was unable to attend in person today.
Sorry, for the record, your name?
Okay, sorry. My name is Elton Ushio, Emergency Management Administrator from the County Emergency Management Agency. And
Polly Phillips, Mayor's Office Policy Analyst.
Thank you.
Yeah. So again, Mayor sends his regrets. He's on a work trip to Japan, so he sent Polly and I in his place to speak with you today. So as per Mayor's written testimony, we humbly request your support for the proposed set-aside and what we intend to do with this parcel, which is a collaborative effort between the Department of Land and Natural Resources and the County of Kauai. This area, Wainiha, Haena, is very vulnerable to natural disasters and is frequently isolated by severe weather incidents. Most recently, perhaps most notably, the historic April 2018 flood event, which isolated it by numerous landslides and took a very long time, over a year until we could fully reopen the highway. A lot of major challenges were faced in us executing and successfully being able to perform our life safety, life sustainment, and infrastructure restoration activities. And the long-term recovery has faced challenges to this day with ongoing bridge, highway, slope stabilization repairs in some areas. One thing that we noticed was with all of the unprecedented county, state, federal, non-governmental efforts, coordination, very unique solutions that we had to come up with, we did lack a dedicated state or county area and facility that we could use for staging as a base of operations. So we had to end up using private facilities, one of which took significant damage that we had to later repay. Having such a facility is what we are proposing in this joint effort would be a benefit not only on a day-to-day basis for both DLNR and the county, but also in cases of emergency where we can redeploy assets, police, fire, EMS, even parks in, you know, having an area to base your assets. Board member Tommy Oi, you had asked about the flood zone. The majority of the area where we are proposing to put any structures would be in zone X, which is the lowest flood risk. So I can provide a map if you wish. Yeah. But again, we humbly request your consideration, and we feel that this will be in the best interest of your department as well as the county and our residents and visitors.
And Chaircase members, thank you. In discussions with the community and our outreach with the community association specifically for Hanalei to Haena has requested the removal of the language regarding public parking. And we did do consultation with state parks, and they are in agreement that this would be okay, that at this point there is no need. They have found other needs for public parking that would assist Hyena State Park and the Nepali Wilderness Area. At one point that was under consideration, and since then that has been taken off the table. So the community is concerned and would prefer to see visitors use the shuttle and encourage them to use the shuttle through parking system that is out of that area. And so we are in support of removing that, although recognizing that we do need public parking for the facility itself when it is in use, and of course parking for police, fire, state parks, people there.
So I have a question about that. I my thought was recognizing the community concern about that. You know, you don't want to like implement that without fuller discussion, but I also wouldn't want to preclude you guys from being able to have that discussion. And so it might be better to, you know, include the language now, but with you know, with everyone's commitment that public parking more generally wouldn't be implemented without, you know, further community engagement.
That's fine, and that can be perhaps worked in with the MOA or the MOU.
Okay.
The discussion.
Okay. I mean, I want to recognize the concern, and you know, everybody's had a really good interaction: the county, state parks, the community. I just, you know, would rather you guys have that flexibility for the future with that understanding.
Okay. Yeah. Furthermore, oh sorry, was Tommy going to say something? Furthermore, in the wording of the thing, at least in the remarks on my section, the sense I got was that this would allow for parking for the residents of the general vicinity, which is what is stated here, rather than public at large. So that was my understanding. So I didn't have that much of a concern, but I can see how if anybody sees public parking in a document, they might come to a different conclusion.
Okay. Other questions, comments?
Not at this time. I think you know, in the past couple of years where we had the flood, and you know, they would need a somewhere two-stage, you know, the police, fire, you know, the emergency people somewhere down there. And I think this is a good thing to happen. Just that you know, that I know the public had concerns, but then you know, we got to work together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public testimony on this? No public testimony. Okay.
I have a question for Russell.
Yeah. Russell, you got a question from Mr. Gomes.
Yeah, that was our mistake on the form of the submittal had gone back and forth. Initially, it was going to be parking only for the residents of the community, and there was an issue about whether that's legal. Yes.
What's the structure in this picture? What do you use the structure for?
I don't know. Wes is here. I don't know if he said he sees a structure on this property.
Exhibit A, there's a picture of a home in the back of the cleared area.
That's private property.
That's private property.
Yes.
Adjacent.
Okay.
This particular piece is unimproved.
So how do they get access? Do they travel through the state property to get an easement?
They have their own. Yes.
There's a small, there's this property, and there's another property. There's a small road that they go up.
Yeah, right.
Looks like this property was never ever conveyed out, because the county actually prepared a survey for this property.
Okay, did you use that for the Boy Scout? Where the Boy Scout used to get?
I'm not familiar.
I thought it was somewhere around there.
But this property was ongoing dump site. We always had problems with abandoned vehicles and household trash.
You want to state your name?
Oh, sorry. Wesley Matsunaga, District Land Agent.
Can you come up real quick? Please. So the picture of the cleared area with the home in the back, was that because a flood came through there? Then you guys you did a cleanup?
The county did the cleanup.
Who constructed the fence that's there?
The county.
County too?
Yeah. To keep, for the time being, additional dumping of
vehicles and trash.
Okay. The state property just consisted of ironwood trees. People would drive their abandoned vehicles and dump it there. And year after year, Land Division would have had to clean it up. After the flood, they needed a base yard. And that's why it's cleared out.
Yeah, I was just curious because even they took out a big tree here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
It may have fallen down.
Java plum or something, I don't know.
Yeah. It may have fallen down, I don't know. But the building in the background is private property.
Private property.
This property is off of the roadway.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions? All right, if not, somebody want to make a motion?
Move to approve the
Okay, thanks. And again, with the understanding that any implementation of public parking would there'd be first community engagement to discuss.
And the county holds the ball now with the MOU, so they can drive the bus, so to speak, on how we do parking in the future within the framework of the MOU, which I think is a good vehicle.
Okay, so not an amendment, but just a clarification. Okay, we have a second. All in favor then?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, next up on the move up is D10.
D10 is coming before the board. The county has asked me to cancel the current executive order for this fire station out in Aula, and asking the board to please reset aside a new EO for emergency services facility out in Aula. The county representatives are here at this point.
Okay, questions of staff? First, not Connie. You want to come up and say anything?
Aloha, Chair Case, members of the board. My name is Sandra Fund. I'm the director of the Department of Land Management for the City and County of Honolulu. The fire department has built a new facility on private land for the new Haula Fire Station, but would respectfully ask the board to consider reissuing the executive order for that old fire station site to our Honolulu Emergency Services Department, which is ambulances and ocean safety in its place, as we do desperately need another site for our HESD group. It's very important to them, and they're all here, and I'd like to introduce them to you. We have our Honolulu Fire Chief, Manuel Neves, Deputy Fire Chief Glenn O'Kamara, Director of our Honolulu Emergency Services Division, that's Jim Howe, and Deputy of that department, Ian Santi, and other officials from the Fire Department. It's a very important thing for our first responders, and we respectfully ask your approval of this item.
Thank you.
If you want to speak to any of the first responders.
I want to say thank you for all your service. It's the A-team right here, so thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, any questions? Board members? Nope. Any further testimony on this? If not, is there a motion to approve?
In lieu of Oahu, I would move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Okay, next up is K1.
Chair, this is Sam Lomo with the Office of Conservation and Coastal Lands. Board members, this is just a time extension for a single family residence, one of two time extensions on the agenda today. The applicant is Mark Maxim, and Robert Shaw. This would be their second time extension request. First one was approved by the chair. Second ones have to go before you. They bring attention to the fact that construction completion was delayed due to the catastrophic floods on the island of Kauai that occurred in 2018. I have no reason to doubt that that caused a little
delay
for them, put a wrench in their spokes. So we're comfortable recommending that we give them an extension to complete the project. The extension would run to June 30th, 2020.
Okay, any questions? Board members?
I do.
Yeah.
Mr. Limo.
Yes, sir.
I'm just take a look at it. Can we get better picture qualities? Take a look at all of that.
Yeah, it doesn't look that
bad. Little. That's not the first time, but other divisions we have poor quality pictures, so I'd like to see more in the house or whatever it is.
Yeah, you've raised this a number of times.
Yeah, actually, we have been getting good quality pictures.
We have.
So I wonder if these are old ones.
I'm a little bit shocked. Seriously.
I mean, the map is in there. Must be, you know what? It's, yeah, he's right. Sorry.
What?
Sorry. Okay. Next time. Okay, any other questions? Okay, any public testimony on this?
If there are any questions, I'll be here to answer any questions.
Okay.
From the applicant's attorney.
Thank you. Okay. No questions? Okay, if not, is there a motion to approve as submitted?
Move to approve, K1.
Second.
Submitted.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next up on the move up is J3.
Good morning, board members. Richard Howard for voting. Item J3 is the grant of and up to 29-year non-exclusive easement to Trilogy Corp. for access, maintenance purposes, landscaping, and open space for public use at the Manelli Small Boat Harbor. This easement is meant to be coterminous with Trilogy's existing boating lease, B-94-02, for the contiguous piece of land on which they have a pavilion. We have already, the applicant has already accepted the appraised rent, and we're just asking them to pay for the appraisal and provide a survey. Any questions?
Good questions. No questions. Okay, why don't we have the applicant come up?
Somebody wants to make some comments. Yeah, aloha, Chairman Case, members of the Board of Land and Natural Resources, Attorney General Lau. My name is Jim Kuhn, and Trilogy is our family business. We're in our 47th year of serving the Lanai community. And hope with our children and as the grandchildren start growing up that they will continue in that fine tradition. We're here today in support of this of the department's request for a landscaping easement for this property. It makes a lot of sense. It's a piece, 6,000 square foot piece of land adjacent to the pavilion, and anyway, we've maintained it since 1997. We've maintained maintain that property, and we continue to do so. However, there are just two things that we would like to see changed. One, my daughter Leanne is going to be presenting to you. It has to do with signage. And the second is when we read the submittal, we saw that there was a mistake in Exhibit A. And in that submittal, they erroneously say that the dock lease, which is not part of this, would not have been part of this discussion, was for a 29-year term as well. And that's not the case. And I think the record will show very clearly that this was intended to be a 35-year lease. And just a very short background, in the 24th of August of 2012, we petitioned the board to resolve an ongoing issue we'd had with the dock we had built at Lanai, where the state was taking that over, and we were not happy. At that meeting, Ed Underwood had suggested appropriately that the way to resolve it would be to come back to the board, get a lease, and then go to the legislature and have them ratify that. So, and the board also in that August 24th meeting had mandated Dobor to work with us to help that resolve. From day one, we always were working towards a 35-year lease. That was, anyway, so when we had some back and forth with the staff prior to March 22nd of 2013, we came back to the board, and we were surprised when the staff submittal said that the dock lease would be the same as the pavilion lease. There was only 15 years left on the pavilion lease, and we had always been under the understanding that we were going in for a 35-year lease. So in our testimony that we had submitted prior to ever seeing the submittals, and just as an aside, I think that's one of the flaws of the system, is that the applicant never gets to see the submittal until it's part of the public record. And I just think that's really a flaw, because so many times there are misunderstandings and things that happen that just a simple phone call and a review of the submittal before it becomes public record would just solve so many problems. That's just a thought on my side, in any event. So we were surprised that they had tied it to the 15 years we had left on the pavilion, and the majority of the discussion, if you've read the minutes, was that no, it should be 35 years. The final outcome of that meeting was that it was going to be a 35-year lease, that only if the legislature ratified that, and that we would go from there. It was years later that we finally got I think it was 2017 that we finally got the extension. We subsequently came in years later and applied for an extension for the pavilion. But in the particular document, they specifically said this is not, in fact, the Attorney General said that this is not tied to the pavilion lease. This is a separate lease, which we agree and believe. And to further buttress this understanding, in the legislature, a few weeks later, Chairman Isla testified in our behalf for a 35-year lease for the legislature, and subsequently they also passed a 35-year approval for a 35-year lease. So we would just like to see that amended in this submittal and not have it part of the public record that this is 29 years instead of 35.
So I have some questions, because
okay, sure.
I did get your testimony, and I did talk to staff to try to understand the background. So this is not the lease, right? That's going to come up at a future. It's going to come before the board at a future.
I don't believe the lease is going to come before the board. I believe that it's. I believe that you have, as chair, you're going to have the right to sign off on that. The last minute, they made that condition of the lease that you're going to have the chance to sign off on that at the when we finally have worked out our agreements, and we're very, very close. But we have been negotiating from a 35-year position all this time, and it was only now, I mean, we feel that this is going to really compromise our ability to come to an agreement if the land division of Dobor insists on a 29. Because
but just to be clear, the reason I think that they put 29 years in is because 35 years was back then. Right, and so you guys have been there since, and so.
No, it was 15 years back then. And granted, well, it would have been 35 years ago from that date. I grant that.
Yeah.
But we only had 15 years on the pavilion, and if you look at the minutes, Mr. Yim said very clearly that it was their understanding, that it was the staff's understanding, not ours. It was the staff's understanding that the dock lease would run with the pavilion. And I can understand that there might have been a misunderstanding going into that March 22nd, 2013 meeting. And Dr. Gunn was at that meeting, and he'll recall the conversation. But I can't imagine that there would be any confusion coming out of that meeting what the intent of the board was for a 35-year lease separate from the pavilion lease, which we didn't. It was years before we finally even came into the board and asked for an extension.
Let me back up.
Sure.
Your goal here is to have this be basically coterminous with
The landscaping easement.
Yeah.
We want it coterminous with the pavilion lease.
Okay.
Yes.
And the pavilion lease is in process.
No,
it was
the pavilion lease is existing.
It's done.
Is existing.
It's the dock lease. The problem.
I'm sorry. The dock lease is what I meant.
Yes.
The dock lease is. What's the status of the dock lease?
It's an RD at this point, and it's really not on the agenda today.
No, I understand. I'm just trying. What I'm trying to understand is like.
We're in negotiations.
I don't think the issue of 35. I mean, I understand what you want is to preserve.
Right.
You want it to be coterminous and. Whatever.
No, I don't want it to be coterminous. I want this dock lease. The landscaping lease is coterminous with the pavilion lease. The dock lease is a standalone situation. It's a 35-year lease. It has nothing to do with the pavilion. It has nothing to do with the landscaping portion. And it totally compromises our ability.
What is your issue with this? This is just the landscaping.
No issue, but my issue.
No issue.
I'm happy with the.
And it says up to 29 years.
That's fine. I think it should run.
Okay.
I would like to
so
see
then,
it.
Actually, this isn't on the agenda.
It is. It becomes on the agenda when Dobor chose to put this into their submittal that this was Exhibit A, and that the dock lease was going to be a 29-year lease. That's when it got on the agenda. It's part of the public record. We merely want to set the public record straight that that's erroneous, that the board had voted for 35 years, that the legislature had voted for 35 years, and it's in fact 35 years. That's our point.
And I'm sorry, where does it say that in Exhibit A? What are you referring to?
It's in Section A.
Exhibit A. Exhibit A is a mistake. I mean, it shouldn't have shown anything dealing with.
I have a map as Exhibit A.
Yes, and
you'll click on that.
You can barely see it. There are lines coming off.
Chair, for purposes of the Sunshine Law, it's only the agenda title, not the exhibits that are part of the submission.
I see. And highlighted in yellow, it says. The line goes to RP and it says future non-exclusive easement coterminous with lease B-93-02, which actually would be the dock lease that has not actually been issued.
That's the pavilion lease that
pavilion
has been issued.
Oh, okay,
so
that's a pavilion.
Let's let Richard, okay. Is there a correction to be made here?
The only thing that should have been on that exhibit was what's before the board today, which is the triangle piece for the easement for the landscape.
Okay, the rest of it is just reference.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I think this is a godsend that this get resolved now. I mean, I feel like Sisyphus.
It's not on the agenda.
It is on the agenda.
No.
I mean, it sure seems like it
no,
is.
No, sir.
Is it not part of the public record?
The landscaping easement
right,
is
I get
today's
that.
Agenda item.
Okay, but it's part of the public record. I'm not asking that it be on the agenda. I'm just asking that, the public record...
Is there something incorrect in terms of the public record?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm asking Richard.
The mistake is that we should only have included what we're talking about today on that exhibit.
Okay, and so that is...
The easement for that triangle parcel, triangle-shaped parcel.
The highlighted yellow?
Yes.
Okay, so for purposes of this discussion, we can just ignore the rest of it. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. So what Mr. Coons is complaining about is on the left-hand side,
yes,
and says future direct lease coterminous with lease.
Right. Yes.
B, and we staff is agreeing that that statement is not correct. That the future lease is not necessarily coterminous with the existing pavilion lease. That is because it's still to be negotiated.
Yes. And
okay.
The minutes from the meeting that Mr. Coon referenced clearly stated that that authority was delegated to the chair to negotiate that lease.
And I'm sure that the chair is right, that the actual term of the future dock lease is not before the board, and we cannot clear that up or make any decision on that.
I'm not a lawyer, and I have a lawyer here.
Okay, so I'm going
like to
just
suggest
that we just move to delete this box on the upper left-hand side of Exhibit A, which is the one that says 28,625 feet.
I'm not sure.
Madam Chair, I know what you're talking about.
Well, unfortunately, my thing goes. The one I'm talking about is says Coon Brothers RP 38, and then parentheses future direct lease coterminous with lease B-93-02, and right there.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
and so that part
so
is extraneous,
side,
and we should
left-hand side if you turn it to the right.
Yeah. If you're reading it,
if you're reading it vertically, it's the box on the bottom right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, I accept what he's saying is that is not a correct statement of affairs, but that's also not the decision. It's a reference to something that we're not actually doing right now, and I can understand him wanting to correct the public record. But that is also not the decision we are trying to make. So we can note for the record that statement is not authoritative. It's in the staff's submittal, but it's not an authoritative statement of what is going to happen with the future direct lease.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
I'd like somebody to refresh me what the legislature just did last session. They made a lease to somebody, and the governor vetoed it, or made a grant to somebody, and the governor vetoed it. What does that have to do with this particular area? I want to see how the two things fit together. Richard, how about you answer?
I don't have an answer.
I think you're the administrator.
No, I think Ed is the administrator.
Well, you know.
Sorry, I don't think anybody's prepared to answer your question.
I'm concerned it might be relevant. That's all.
Okay.
I would it's going to really make it hard for us to moving forward to continue to complete our negotiations, since we have in good faith come in with a 35-year understanding at every point of the negotiation. We're right at the last part of the negotiation, and all of a sudden it's a bait and switch.
Mr. Coon,
yeah.
We just corrected the error you were referring to.
Oh, okay. Well, then thank you.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy.
With respect to the signage, staff does not have an issue with the signage as long as it states that the area is open to the public.
And here's the reason that I think that that would not serve the people of Lanai the best. Very similar to your parking issue that you just discussed on Kauai. The residents of Lanai understand that there are no demarcations, that it's the landscaping that comprises that entire parcel. And frankly, that's the way the lease should have been to begin with. It should not have been just one section parceled out. Nevertheless, so when local people come and use that area, they freely come up onto the pavilion grounds, they use that. There's no fence there. There's nothing to stop them from enjoying the entire parcel. And they do respect when we're having a function there, they'll realize that we're serving guests a meal. They're not going, you know, it's a give and take there in the community. But once one demarks that and says, this is public property, if you put a sign up, there are hundreds of people that come over every day tourists that do not have official permission to utilize Hulapoi Beach and do those things on Lanai, that pay nothing to support that area on the island, that very easily would start utilizing that facility as their land base on Lanai, that would disenfranchise the community from their traditional use, that would make it very unfair for us having to maintain an area for people that have not followed the proper protocol to access the resources of Lanai. And so we just feel that it will not, we've operated now for what, that's 22 years, I think it is, that we've been landscaping this and using this. It's well accepted by the community. It's not.
Sorry, I'm not following what this. Well, and what so the, if you put a sign up, was somebody else going to?
I was going to have my daughter present that, and she
I'm
could.
I'm happy to have her do that. You're explaining.
Right.
I don't understand what the proposal is.
Well, the proposal is just to delete the requirement to put up a sign that says this is public property. That's the only thing we're requesting. We just don't think it'll serve the
purpose. Okay, and you're saying you don't have a problem with that as long as there's no exclusion of the public from that area.
Well, I didn't know what this. I don't know what this they're proposing for signage, but it is a non-exclusive easement, and the RP that this is replacing had a condition in it that it was open to the public. And so,
which it's always been.
Yeah, and so I think another.
Is there a requirement in the RP that there be a sign that says it's open to the public?
There is not.
Okay, so what's the issue then?
Well, if he's going to place signage, I don't know what the signage says, but as long as there is something on the sign that says open to the public.
There's no sign, that's the point.
I mean, but you want to put a sign there?
No, I don't want to put a sign. You guys want to put a sign there. I just don't think it serves the public well, you know?
So nobody wants to put a sign and it's not an issue?
No, well, but I think it did say signage. I believe it did say
signage,
yes.
Yeah.
Does it say signage?
The pavilion lease.
Yes.
That is strictly for Trilogy's.
Correct.
I guess, and there, as a matter, according to what Mr. Kuncha said, just as a matter of good grace, they are letting the Lanai residents use it. But the letter that I read, they did not want visitors to also use a pavilion. That's a fair statement. They can exclude, currently their pavilion lease allows them to exclude anybody except their own clients, their own customers from the pavilion lease. From the pavilion lease area.
Yes.
Okay. I understand that.
Is your daughter here?
I have one question.
Why don't we ask her to come up and make her presentation?
Yeah.
I think it's good practice if you want to transition generations.
Right.
I'm gonna give her moral support.
Yeah.
I like your coordination of colors, too. Yeah.
We didn't plan that, actually. Chair Case, my name is Leigh Andreessen, and I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for Trilogy, Jim's daughter and third generation to our family's business. The main concern, I submitted written testimony as well, but the main concern is about this signage requirement that is saying public and recreation use for this piece of the easement that we're asking, that is already in public use for the community itself. So the concern is having that signage there will allow other people who are coming to the island to think that the entire pavilion area is of public use, which it's not. And that would cause us, Trilogy, to, it would be a negative effect on our operations, and it also would take away from the community's use if you're having an influx of non-Lena'i community members using that space in the easement area. So we're just asking that we don't need to put the signage up. For the last 23 years, we haven't had a sign, and it's the community knows very well that that's open to them. And like Jim stated, we do host a lot of community events at the pavilion with our permission. They, you know, it's public when they ask us, and that easement property is it beautifies the whole space, and it allows the community to enjoy baby first luau's and weddings and funerals. So we're just asking that it stays how it is without any signage. And
so, just to make sure I understand what you're concerned about, so you have no intention to include the public from this area because it's a non-exclusive easement, and you'll be working to make it pretty, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
And you don't want to put a sign up saying open to the public because it might be confused with the adjacent area, which is not necessarily open to the public.
Yes.
Except when you make arrangements that way. But you have no intention of excluding either residents or visitors from this landscaping area. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Any questions, board members?
My concern is, we have the same thing in Hilo, where we used to paddle for many years, and we didn't want the tourists to come get too close to where we launch our canoes, and we have a lot of kids around, but we couldn't exclude the tourists from coming where they wanted to go if it was public property. And so there's always this tension between the people who are there all the time and the people who come from someplace else. But if the hotels or whatever get it in their na'au that they're not getting treated right, then we get other problems. And we don't want that. So how do you folks plan to avoid that occurring?
Well, in all the years so far, that has not been a problem. And I think that we don't exclude those people. If they want to use it, they're surely welcome to use it. But the frankly, it's the Lena'i community that takes the most advantage of this. And what we want to avoid is actual commercial operations sending their people over there and in direct competition with us, giving nothing to the island of Lena'i, and it's going to be, at the end of the day, it's going to be the Lena'i community that will be disenfranchised the most in that. And so we will continue, just like the revocable permits indicates, that this is open to the public, but we just don't need to put a sign up there that says that.
I agree with you, Mr. Kuhn. You've been a steward of that for 20 plus years. You know, Lena'i people, generations have gone by, and they know exactly what the use is for it and so forth. But if other people from the hotel or non-Lena'i people come wander on it, you're not going to stop them from going there.
No.
Okay. Any other questions?
Well, it sounds like a good practical solution to the kind of dilemma that we see all over the islands of visitors and local people, and where maybe a sign would have an unintended consequence.
Furthermore, I'd like to point out that I would like to see staff in the recommendations not reference to the body of the rest of the submittal, but explicitly list everything so that in the recommendation thing you see every single requirement rather than referencing. It says right now, fulfilling all the requirements listed above, right? Which the only two requirements I see are applicant requirements on page 3, 1 and 2, survey map and annual value. And the signage thing is just a staff recommend that the board incorporate conditions. And so there's really a ambiguity with regard to what the staff is actually asking the board to make a decision on. You know, later on you could go back and say, oh, but the staff recommended signage, and so we want to make sure that there's signage there, right? And the board okayed it. So I can see that this kind of ambiguity is not a good thing for either the applicant or the department.
Okay. That's a good comment. Okay.
So now back to you guys.
So can I just double check with the staff? Are you okay deleting the signage requirement with the understanding that the area is open to the public?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And so I'm going to ask then, when it says fulfilling all the requirements listed above, it's just explicitly those two under the heading applicant requirements and not anything else in the body of the
background.
Yeah, 1 and 2. Right. Okay.
Okay. Again, Richard, does that make sense? Yeah. Okay, thanks. Okay. Any other questions, comments? Thank you. Any other public testimony on this? All right. If not, do we have a motion? And I guess, Sam, would you like to make a motion?
Oh, I think Maui should.
Move to approve.
Well, my question was, are we going to be clear on what the amendments are?
The amendment would be, he does not need to put a sign up.
On the condition that it remains open to the public.
And on the condition it remains open to the public.
Okay, and that the conditions that are referenced in...
applicant requirements would be only 1 and 2.
Okay, so I'm just trying to be specific here. The language in recommendation number 2, first paragraph, under the terms and conditions cited above, are specifically referencing the applicant requirements
listed on page 3 of
listed on page 3, numbers 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, is there a second?
And is it also that the erroneous tying in of the dock lease, is that
okay,
been resolved?
Okay, so we will just note that in the recommendation that we are amending Exhibit A to delete
the dock.
The reference to RP 38. Okay.
Sounds good.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Okay. M9 to M17 is up next.
Good morning, Chair Case, board members. I'm Eric Leong. This is Olivia Pham, and we're a property.
Hang on one second. Somebody mind shutting the door? Okay.
Okay. Like I said, we're a property manager with DOT Harbors.
Sorry, can you restate your name?
Eric Leong.
Olivia Pham.
property managers with DOT Harbors Division here to answer any questions you may have on items M9 through M17, which are for the issuance of new revocable permits to existing tenants. M9 is for the revocable permits to Alaska Marine Lines at Pier 29 Honolulu Harbor.
You know, I don't think we need to repeat them all.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, board members, do you have any questions on M9 through M17? Okay, I'm not hearing any questions. Is there any public testimony on M9 through M17? All right. Not, is there a motion to approve M9 through 17?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Hang on one second. I think I'm
there's 5A, B, C, D.
Oh, yeah, so on second page.
Sorry, what?
B.
What? I didn't see.
Is J1?
The M1 through, I think I'm going to go ahead and
finish the
M's. M1 through M8.
Morning, Chair Case, board members, Ross Smith from the Department of Transportation, Airports Division for items M1 through 8. And I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have on any of those issues.
Okay. Board members, any questions on M1 through M8? Any public testimony on M1 through 8? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, board members.
Okay, is DOT Harbors, Highways here?
Highways.
Not here. Okay, we'll deal with it later. Okay, we're going to go to C1 and 2, but let's take a short break first.
Break 10:15.
Did they find you with this?